The world's authority on Yellowstone's supervolcano says it is more than twice as big as scientists once thought. Does that mean it's more likely to blow up soon? Dr. Robert Smith is the Distinguished Research Professor at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. Penny Preston talked to him at his home near Grand Teton and got the answer to that question.
Millions of people visit Yellowstone each year to see its geysers, fumaroles, hot springs, and mud pots. It's the largest concentration of thermal features in the world. The park sits on top of the world's largest active volcano, called the supervolcano. Its most recent eruption was more than 600,000 years ago. All that remains is the top, or caldera. When you come into the park, they'll give you a map, and it has an overlay of the caldera. It's huge. Underneath the old caldera is a moving plume of magma.
Anytime you come to Yellowstone, you have to drive uphill, and no matter which direction you come. And the reason is because this giant plume of magma is very hot, and therefore it's buoyant. It's low density and just lifts the surface up.
That's Dr. Robert Smith. He has been studying Yellowstone's earthquakes and its supervolcanoes for almost 60 years. How impressive is it? Smith says one ancient eruption killed rhinos in what is now Nebraska.
And these giant eruptions in Yellowstone of the supervolcano, if you wish, probably last many, many months to even years.
Smith and his students use seismographs to map the magma pool underneath Yellowstone's volcano and satellites to determine how much the land swells or bulges. They found that the magma is much larger than they originally believed. As he sits on his porch in Moose, underneath the towering beauty of the Grand Tetons, Smith explains just how big the magma body is.
Before we thought it was 20 kilometers long, we discovered just this year that it's 2.5 times bigger, 2.5 times. It's 90 kilometers long.
The title of the paper Smith published with his student Jamie Farrell says, "The Yellowstone Crystal Magma Reservoir extends well beyond the Yellowstone caldera." Smith says the fact that it's larger than the caldera is significant.
So it has passed the caldera system. It's beyond the young volcanics. So this feature is leading, if you wish, the motion of the North American plates coming across.
Dr. Smith says the new information helps scientists predict where the next super eruption will be.
And eventually, if we have volcanism beginning again, I would predict we'll have it in the northeast side of Yellowstone, because that's where the shallowest magma comes up beneath the Mirror Plateau.
The magma movement is signaled by earthquakes. Smith mentioned the 4.8 magnitude Norris area earthquake that damaged Lake Hotel last spring.
That's the biggest earthquake in 30 years.
Dr. Smith is also the expert on Yellowstone's earthquakes, which are numerous and widespread.
And I contend that much when the Yellowstone caldera goes up and down or the magma influx occurs, that the stresses from that magma chamber cause stresses on the Teton Fault to eventually rupture.
And Smith says the Teton Fault movement could trigger the Yellowstone volcano. So how likely is it that the big one will blow soon?
If we were to have another big eruption, it would affect a large area on the order of several states. But as I said, that probability is very, very, very small. In my calculations, it's 0.0001% per year.
From Yellowstone, I'm Penny Preston, reporting for Wyoming Public Radio.